Testing, testing, testing. Can you hear me?
Testing, testing, testing. Can you hear me?
Testing, testing, testing. Can you hear me?
Take it away, Miss Kate, Miss Yellow, Miss Sunshine.
Extra, extra is not live. Helen Mirren is a hairstylish. Taylor Swift stole this title from Kylie Jenner. Another celebrity has come out as gay. And Hugh Jackman is struggling now. All this and more with your host, Julian Gonzalez, Kate Raft, and Tina Persky. Let's get extra, 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 extra,
extra, extra, extra,
extra, extra, extra, extra, extra, extra, extra, extra, extra, extra,
Wow.
Hello, welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite podcast. How do I know it's your favorite podcast? Because you tuned in once again to listen to me, your host, Julian Gonzalez. Please follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. And look, it's 2019 and we are struggling, baby.
Venmo.
So, yes, Venmo, honey, North Hollywood Jewels. If you see a photo of Wendy Williams, that's my account. That's my handle. Send me your money. Send me your hard-earned work paychecks. I'll take it all.
You know what makes me really sad is when you tell people not to Venmo you.
I know, because they don't. So then I'm like, so I say, don't do it. So then it's like, I don't feel bad that they.
Has anyone ever Venmo'd you?
You know, I do have a listener that has sent me like $3.75 because he knows I like to get my iced coffees to talk to the hot baristas. Mm-hmm. And he's always sends me here there $3.75 because he knows
I'm going to get my iced. Can you date this guy?
I wish, but he's in a different state.
Okay, where we'll find out here.
With what money, girl?
$3.75.
You have a great credit score.
For a reason.
True.
Yeah, no joke. Well,
I forgot his handle at the moment, but he's listening. He'll know it's him. You know, sometimes this one girl, she's in New York. You know, she kind of looks like Britney or Christina. She looks like one of those girls. Like, she sent me like $10 once. Like, come on, my listeners.
That's great.
They are holding me down, honey.
How many listeners do you have?
You know, my network don't do shit for me, honey. My network don't do nothing.
Here we go.
And you can run and tell that, okay?
Here we go.
I'm not scared. What y'all going to do? Pull my mic from me? Do it. I wish you would. I have better things I could be doing instead of recording this podcast, but I do it for my listeners. I do it for my friends, okay? I do it for you, Tina, and I do it for you, Kate.
Is that our intro?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Guys, this week, I am joined by the hilarious, okay? These girls go way back together, all the way to high school, you know, probably in like Mimosa Beach or whatever. Where are you from again?
Mimosa Beach.
That's actually pretty good because I'm from Manhattan Beach.
Oh, Manhattan Beach.
Tina's from Manhattan Beach, but we have, you know, we went to high school with people who went to Hermosa Beach.
Oh.
Were you trying to be funny?
No, my brain broke halfway through saying the sentence, so I'm just going to go with it.
Yes, from Jack FM and from...
Jack AM.
Oh.
Same thing. Not, but...
From her Twitch channel. Is it Twitch?
Yeah.
From her Twitch channel, to her art zines, to her Instagrams. You know, she invented yellow. It's Kate Raft.
Woo! Thank you so much for having me.
Kate, thank you for being here.
This is my favorite podcast.
I know. You're like literally one of my only listeners. If she listens, it's maybe so.
I've listened to the one I was on before.
I listen every single week.
You know, and we do this for you, Kate. Thank you for coming. And again, returning to the mic. Okay, I forgot what she does. It's like an interior designer or something, fashion stylist.
Yeah.
To the stars.
Stars.
Tina Persky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Tina, what do you do?
It's boring. I run a website for a clothing company.
See, for the stars.
Jessica Alba.
Oh.
What did she do?
Miss Honest Company.
She wears stuff.
Yes.
That's good.
So.
We love women that wear stuff.
I love the Honest Company.
Me too.
Jinx.
Bitch.
You guys, let's just jump headfirst into my top five stories of the week. Now, these are the top five stories according to me. Tina, why?
Why?
Because your opinion's the only one that matters.
Oh, thank you, Tina.
Whoa. So you're just trying to steal Julian's show now.
I just Like, I know the answer.
Yeah, she knows it because she listens.
Extra, extra, extra. Hot take. Oh. Feel good. Fuck?
The fuck? That was, Instagram story was just now you moaning.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
What, between
me? It's not acceptable for a man to moan, but a woman can moan.
You hate women.
You know. You're right. I allow you to moan. See?
Helen Mirren is an accomplished actress, and now she's also...
Helen Mirren. Mirren.
I didn't want to correct you on your own podcast. It's
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren is an accomplished, a celebrated actress, and now she's also a hairstylish.
Why do you say hairstylish instead of hairstylist?
Because she's a stylist that's also stylish.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it.
I'll take it. It's fine.
During an appearance on a British daytime talk show, Helen shared that she doesn't always make trips to the hair salon whenever she's...
What is going on? Finish the sentence. Wait, she doesn't always go to the salon? What? Can you even believe it?
Are you okay?
Can you even believe it?
She doesn't go to the salon?
She doesn't always go to the salon?
What? So she does her own hair? This is an awful story.
I have a quote. Hold on.
Oh, he has a quote. Thank God.
I'm just still shook that she doesn't go to the salon.
I do often cut my own hair. The cut I have right now is something that I did with the kitchen scissors about a week ago in my kitchen. So yes, I do cut my own hair.
Wow. Wow,
she is hairstylish.
You heard it here first?
She sure
did
is.
Did y'all watch Anna?
No.
What is that?
It's a movie that came out like 2 weeks ago, and it's like kind of like...
Oh, Annabelle.
No, just Anna. And I think it has Helen Mirren. There's some women in it. I think it's Helen Mirren.
I saw Annabelle.
I did not see Annabelle.
Is Helen Mirren the English one?
Yes.
Yeah.
But she's not Judi Dench.
Oh, you're right. I was thinking Judi Dench.
She's the hot one.
Yeah, she's like the one hot that got like famous when she was like starting in her like 60s or something.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And she's hot.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
And beautiful. She's great.
Tina, oh, did you cut your own hair?
She's in Collateral Beauty. Did you ever see Collateral Beauty?
No.
Never even heard of it. Tina, do you cut your own hair?
I actually cut my own bangs.
I was going to say it looks like
it. Julian thinks that me and Tina are so old and ugly.
I did not say ugly. That is a lie. Now, Kate, you are wearing a shirt I just gifted to you.
Which is very nice.
It's it says, he wants to sleep with me. And there's a bunch of arrows pointing all around
to everyone.
And it's yellow.
And it's yellow.
So sweet.
And I'm currently
wearing it. Did you give me a gift or?
Do you want that roller?
No.
You gave me a bubbly.
Oh, yeah.
Sparkling but water.
People, no, I do love giving shit away. I hate having shit in my apartment. So really pick something you want.
Yeah, Tina, take something.
I'll take the couch.
Well.
That is a nice couch. It is. Good choice, Tina.
Thank you.
Living Spaces. Sponsor my podcast, Living Spaces.
Living Spaces.
Living Spaces.
Oh, wow. Let me try. Living Spaces.
Let me try.
Tina, that's good.
Yeah, Tina, that's good, but let me try. Living Spaces.
Ooh, that's good. Are we going higher?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was good.
Too far. Your poor three listeners.
This podcast is already, it's like 5 minutes downhill in and it's unlistenable. It's not even 5 minutes in.
Ava Mendez and Ryan Gosling are expanding.
Eva.
Her name's Ava.
What is it, Kate?
Ava.
It is Ava Mendez.
It's Ava.
Okay, I'm sorry. My B.
You're making it like Eva Mendez.
Like Eva Marcel Pickford.
You're making Ava it Mendes more
white.
Like, white, yeah.
She whitewashed Ava.
You're whitewashed.
Oh my gosh. Mendes. I am so sorry. Please continue.
Ava.
You're going to be apologizing forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Yeah, okay.
Ava Mendez and Ryan Gosling are expanding their family. The two actors who already have two daughters together are now the proud parents of
a dog.
A new puppy named Lucho. Ava shared to Instagram, meet Lucho, the newest member of our family. We adopted him from this amazing agency called Friends for Life Rescue Network. If you're looking for a fluffy family member, adoption is a great option.
Their dog is cute. I saw a picture.
Here's the thing. Ava, she's clearly struggling without these acting roles because she has to now do sponsorships for an adoption.
I was just about to say,
girl, really? You adopted and you didn't buy? That's crazy.
Okay. No, you need to stop because people should not buy dogs.
Well, they also shouldn't be having children. They should adopt children, but we care so much more about the dogs than the children. Okay.
Okay. Wow. But adopt children and dogs. Can't we agree that you can do both?
You can do both. Wow. I'll agree with
William
that.
William was just like chugging water.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
He's gonna spit. Holy shit. He just ran into the kitchen.
He's like throwing up.
Throwing up water.
You're killing Julian.
He's throwing up water in the sink. But he was like chugging it so hard. I had to address it.
Oh, God. I'm sweating.
I feel bad. I almost killed you. Oh, my
God. I think I was just drowning for a few minutes.
Yeah, you were drowning.
Are we going to edit this out?
These poor listeners. Oh, are you okay?
No. I literally was just drowning. You don't understand.
Crazy.
The water was in every hole in my head.
That was crazy.
Wow.
I'm upset.
Are you all right?
Where were we?
That was upsetting. We were talking. You were saying it's good to buy dogs.
Oh, yeah. Let's move on. In related news, Nicole Kidman got her first dog ever. She posted a photo on Instagram with a poodle with the caption, "My first puppy. Actually, my first dog. Been waiting my whole life for a moment like this." Kelly Clarkson. I added the last sentence.
I wish she said that. Justice for a moment like this.
Why did she say puppy, not dog, or dog, not puppy?
Because she thinks it's her first puppy, and she's correcting herself, saying, actually, it's my first dog ever.
Oh, I puppy. See. Cool. Good for her.
I'm happy for her. She's having a talk show soon.
What? Nicole Kidman?
Oh, you said Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. But Nicole Kidman got her first dog.
But wait. Kelly Clarkson's having a TV show.
Yeah. She's replacing Steve Harvey.
Yeah, she has a morning talk. She's going to be the new, like,
Live with Kelly or whatever.
New daytime host.
Yeah, good for her.
The Kelly Clarkson show, and it's replacing the
Steve Harvey show. I like
her. I love Kelly.
Kelly Clarkson, I know we were talking about Nicole Kidman, but Kelly Clarkson is one of the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. She's so good.
I feel like she's really real.
I made it when I was a kid watching American Idol. I made like a poster that said like "Go Kelly," and I held it up in my living room.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Did you have friends when you were that age?
Yeah, because you guys didn't meet until high school, huh?
I didn't associate with her.
Tina was popular in middle school.
I peaked.
In related news, another related story. This is still my second story. It's just related. God may have given Ava and Ryan and Nicole a dog, but he taketh a pig from Miley for balance, probably. Miley's pet pig, Bubba Sue, has died. Quote, very sad to say, my dear friend, Pig has passed away. I will always miss you. Thank you for the many laughs and good times, girl. Miley first adopted Bubba in 2015 following the death of her dog, Floyd.
I love Miley. I feel bad for her. Her pets always die.
I know. Like, she probably gave them too much love or something.
She has so much love for all of the animals in the animal kingdom.
Remember when Malibu was on fire and she said, like, Chris Hemsworth just picked up every animal on their farm and, like, ran?
That's beautiful. I think that's, like, why they ended up getting married.
I know, because she's like, you saved all my...
Did they get married after the fire?
I think so, but I could be making that up.
What happened to her house? Did she buy a new house?
Probably Miley had like three houses. She probably has one in every city.
Maybe they went to their like Nashville home.
So they don't live in Malibu anymore?
I don't know.
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
If anyone has any intel, if you could call in.
Yeah, call our hotline.
1-800-CHUG-WATER.
That's triggering to me right now.
Yeah, too soon.
Like literally all I was doing was drinking water and you made fun of me.
I'm a bully. That's my choice.
You've always been. Life.
Always been. Always,
always will be.
Always will be.
Kylie motherfucking Jenner may be the youngest ever self-made millionaire, but Forbes released its top 100 highest paid entertainer in the year, and Taylor Swift took the number one spot, baby. The magazine estimated Taylor's pre-tax income to be around $185 million, a 131% increase compared to her $80 million from the year before. A big portion of the fortune came from her Reputation Stadium tour. The concert grossed $266.1 million, making it the highest grossing tour in U.S. history.
Wow.
So if you look at the Forbes article, it's literally like the highest paid celebrities, and it's a list, and it's number like up for the past year, and it's number one Taylor Swift, number two Kylie, number three Kanye. And like, don't you feel like Taylor Swift is doing like some witchcraft or something to finally like get back at the Kardashians?
I think she's just...
I think she's really mad. She was singing. Really... I think she was really mad that Kylie beat her to being the youngest female billionaire. And she's going to spend the rest of her life like trying to be richer than the Kardashians.
Right, but she'll never be richer than them.
No, she'll never be richer than them. I don't think.
I think Taylor's like a robot, so I don't know.
Yeah. I think she's making this whole album. Every song sounds like it could be like in a Minions movie. And I think that... don't you think? I think she's just making a whole album of songs that can like make a ton of money because they're in Minions movies. Yeah. Remember how much that song Happy made? Pharrell's song?
Because I'm happy.
It was like in the Minions movie.
How much did it make?
Like it was like a lot. Like a
I
lot,
need to
a
see
lot.
The articles.
Yeah.
Okay, but my theory is that Taylor Swift is making a whole album of songs to go in Minions movies.
I think she's just ran out of things to write, so she's just writing stupid shit now.
Remember she's like, spelling is fun.
Ugh. Where?
In the song Me.
Never heard it.
Did you guys see though Kylie Jenner's Instagram today?
What?
How she went on a private jet and it's all Kylie skin, and they're in Turks and Caicos now, like her and all her friends wearing matching clothes.
What?
Stormy's there.
Wait, that sounds like I want to look at it.
That makes sense. That's what they need to do. I mean, Kim is always taking photos with clones, so what's the problem?
No, yeah. Doing the same thing.
All these girls want to be the Kardashians.
They're all in Kylie's skin? What does that mean?
Like Kylie's
skin like, cream.
Yeah, like but like branded.
With the like cream that like hurts your head. Oh, look at this, Julianne. She has a Kylie plane.
Skin plane.
Look at this Kylie plane. That's
it's so cute. It looks like a vanilla ice cream milkshake.
It's really cute.
It's kind of psycho to have a Kylie skin private plane.
I mean, she just put the
her look, and they're all in matching pink and white tie dye.
That's literally what I just said.
I know, but I'm corroborating it and saying it's fact. It's true. Look at this. Okay, this isn't good for a podcast. It's all visual, so I'll stop. Sorry.
Legendary Diane Keaton opened up about her dating life in an interview with InStyle, in which she admitted that she hasn't been asked out in a date in quite a while. Honestly, same. Quote, never. All right, let's get that straight. That's what that one's important. I haven't been on a date in, I would say, 35 years. No dates. I have a lot of male friends. I have a lot of friends, but no dates. No, mama.
You should go out with her.
Diane Keaton, same. Are me and Diane Keaton the same person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always get you guys mixed up.
Me too.
You look exactly
the same. Because, you know, white people age like milk, so I look like her.
You know that Diane Keaton was hanging out with Nancy Myers today, and
who's Nancy Myers?
Diane Keaton was holding her pink flowers.
Cool.
I follow Nancy Myers on Instagram.
Who's is Nancy that the Myers? Twilight author?
No, she's like the filmmaker behind Parent Trap. It's Complicated.
Cool.
Is it though?
Something's Gotta Give.
Does it though?
And what is pink flowers? I don't understand that part.
Is that like a sex term or something?
No. I think you're talking to the wrong audience.
Someone listening to this is gonna like that info. So
and if you do,
honestly,
call
if
in.
If you like it, if you like what Kate just talked about on Kate's last Instagram post, comment taste with the hand raised emoji, and then we'll know if you did like it.
Yeah, comment taste with the hand raised emoji.
The four listeners, make sure you comment on Kate's post.
Yeah, honey, she wants to read, honey. What did Taylor say? Because throwing shade never made anyone gay?
Because shade never made anybody less gay.
Oh, there. And we know Tina's queer.
She's a queer icon.
I'm a queer icon. And Taylor,
always,
I guess.
She's always said that about herself and Taylor Swift.
Anywho.
Finally, Fuller House star Juan Pablo DePace has come out as gay sweaty. Now, he announced he was gay during
Sweaty.
Yeah, that's what the kids say instead of sweetie.
Oh, I like it.
Gay sweaty. I'm always sweaty. Bye-bye.
He announced he was gay during a TEDx talk in March, but it only began making global headlines after a video footage of the talk was uploaded to YouTube on June 29th. Quote, in order to please others, what do you do really? You change. I figured if I changed my faggot self, I could be in. I hate the word so much that I spent years perfecting myself to become a very convincing little actor. I was desperate to fit in. I wanted to know what it felt like to be part of life, or if there was other people out there like me.
Wow.
Wow.
He's hot.
Wait, what is it?
Y'all watch
like?
Fuller House?
No.
Is he an actor?
Yeah, he's only known from Fuller House. He plays like Kim's. Is that her name?
Like
Kim?
Son?
Kimmy Gibbler.
Kimmy Gibbler's husband.
Oh, husband.
Oh, cool. Good for him.
Son, girl, he's like 39.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
He could be a really good actor.
That's true.
You thought I was in my fucking 30s.
Okay, I guess 2 years older than you.
Three.
So I can't do math.
Get
I'm
it
gay.
Straight.
I can't do math. I'm gay. Wow.
Okay. Hot take.
Hot take. You heard it here first.
But Julian's gay.
That's an extra, extra exclusive. Julian Gonzalez at North Hollywood Jewels has said right here in Studio City, California, that he can't do math. He's gay.
Don't make Julian drowned again.
That's my Access Hollywood voice.
You guys, in a new segment, I want to call it Mariah Carey News. I have two stories about Mariah Carey.
Oh, I love this segment.
Mariah Carey can count all the men she has been with on one hand. Quote, I've been with 5 people in my life, so I'm kind of a prude, honestly, compared to most other people in the field. Now, who do we think she's comparing herself to in the field?
Every other
Everyone else. Why would
singer?
You want to have sex with 5 people? Sex is
maybe
great.
She's been in like 5 long-term relationships.
I've been in like 5 long-term relationships and I've had sex with way more than 5 people.
Way more.
Damn, Mariah, she's trying to read you, honey, because throwing shade never made anyone less gay.
Do you think...
I'm just trying to say it's good to have lots of sexual partners.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's not bad.
Listen, Nick Cannon is all she needed, baby.
That's all she needed. Nick Cannon, throwing it down, honey.
I miss them together.
I want them to get back together.
There's still love there. I'm going to go ahead and say that here, that I think there's still love there.
Yeah.
Do you think there's still love there?
No.
I do.
Did you watch Mariah's World?
No.
I did.
But that guy also edited on that show too. The one that edited for Kim Kardashian. Do you see how like I was thinking we were made for each other? And then what happens? I get ghosted. Ugh, what a life.
Horrible. Shame on you.
What a life.
Shame on you, sir.
If you ghost Julian, shame on you.
Yeah, if you ghost me, die.
And become a ghost.
Give him the best 3 weeks of his life.
No
well,
shit.
He didn't remember about
I
it,
think
probably.
There's still love there.
I know.
Me too. Me Julian too. And this man.
Honestly, same. And honestly, same.
I think there's still
you
love
You
should
there. Maybe call him right
I
now on
air. I don't have his number.
Oh. You went out for 3 weeks?
I don't save people's numbers to my phone. So, like, once he stopped texting me, I just, like, deleted the text. And
oh,
I don't have his number.
Savage.
That's smart, though. Cause
well, because I'll text back. I'm the person who will keep texting until
no, so I you do that my thumbs. As an act of, like, self-care.
Exactly. Because I can't come off as pathetic. I am not a pathetic person, okay, first of all. Get that hair first and straight, honey. That is not me.
Yes.
Sweaty. I have B.O.
Sweaty.
Mama.
Sweaty.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Sweaty.
Sweaty.
Baby.
Sweaty.
Boo-boo.
Okay, what's next?
Ho ho.
Child.
I miss Honey Boo Boo.
She's growing up.
Yeah.
What's up with June?
Honey, she's been doing drugs. She's been doing Tina.
Yeah, she's like all fucked up, I think. Didn't she get arrested?
Yeah. Oh, her husband, her boyfriend did.
The fame got to her.
Yeah.
Just like it did to
Do
Kate.
Do you think that they're Trump supporters?
Yeah.
I think they're too stupid
Maybe
to know.
Maybe in this political climate, we can't. Be fans of Honey Boo Boo.
I feel like we can be fans of Honey.
Yeah.
But maybe just
Alana.
Like
isn't that her name?
Alana. I literally don't know.
Alana.
Yeah.
Ava.
Mendez. Mercado.
Sweaty.
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 Gay icon Lil Nas X is looking like a one-hit wonder after he publicly asked Mariah Carey to collaborate with him on a remix to his song Old Town Road. Now, how many more remixes of the song do we need, America?
How many, America?
America?
I would love a Mariah.
We had the original. Then we had the one with the Billy Horton who, or whatever his name is.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Miley's dad.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
And now he wants it with Mariah?
A Mariah Old Town Road would be so good.
Did you see when Mariah did the bottle challenge and she sang the bottle cap off the bottle? Yeah.
How did she do that? Is there a string on it or
something? No, I think that's literally her power.
No,
Kendall Jenner's was my favorite.
What did Kendall do?
Like, she was on a jet ski.
She painted like a girl and she like made out with it.
Okay.
What? Because you know she's a lesbian. You heard it here first. Kendall Jenner is a lesbian.
We don't know. You can't out
truthers.
Someone.
We outed her.
That's bisexual erasure.
Yes. Fuck buys.
Oh my God. That's so rude.
Bye bye.
You're bye bye, so bitch.
Bye.
You're canceled. Bye.
Cancel me.
Kendall Jenner, we could be queen of the buys. Could be queen of the buys.
I'd be into that.
And I'd be into it. Oh, you'll probably say this later. Never mind.
What?
It's just like, I'll wait if you say it, or if it's one of your topics or not.
What?
Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson.
I'm not talking about that. Wow. You can talk about it if you want. It's not new news to me. They've been dating for 2 years.
They're engaged.
Oh, whatever.
Julian hates lesbians.
I never said that.
Well,
you said it off the camera.
When?
We're kidding.
Y'all really trying to get me canceled. For real. What am I do with my Sundays if I don't have my podcast to do? My God.
No. Julian is a champion of women. He loves women.
I love women.
All sexualities.
Yes. Honestly, you do you. Whatever makes you happy. Because you know what? I'm looking for happiness too. Whatever makes me happy.
Great.
That's all we want. Yesterday I started this new fitness program and my trainer said, What are you trying to get out of this? I said, happiness.
Ooh.
Make it happen.
What did he say to that?
And then he's like, okay, he was like, write down everything you eat. I'm like, motherfucker, how's that going to help me? I need you to tell me what I'm supposed to eat. I'm paying you, motherfucker, $300 a month. Tell me what the fuck I'm supposed to eat.
Yeah, but that's mm-hmm. a tactic to get you to feel
no,
like-
it's a tactic for him not to do his job for the first week.
Okay, fair.
Oh, wow.
I know how marketing works or whatever.
Okay.
You heard it here first. Reporting live from Studio City, California, North Hollywood, Jules. Julian Gonzalez has said live on the podcast he knows about marketing.
You guys, let's get into two extra or just enough, okay? Now, people on the internet are body shaming Jason Momoa's dad bod. Aquaman was
Momoa.
Yeah, what did I say?
Mimosa.
Whatever. Aquaman was minding his own damn business with his wife, Lisa Bonet, their kids, and her daughter, Zoe Kravitz, in Venice Beach, Italy, when he decided to bless the gays by going shirtless. Us Weekly.
Lisa Bonet.
Yes.
Lisa Bonet.
I really can't tell if you like say the names wrong on purpose or if you really just don't know.
Us Weekly, which Kate writes for, shared the photos on Instagram and Facebook where people had really nasty things to say in the comment section. Quote, oh my God, what happened to his abs? Quote, dad bod. Quote, oh my God, his stomach. Quote, someone needs to start lifting again. Quote, been working on his dad belly.
Rude.
Quote, admittedly, I think he's down from an 8-pack to 5-pack. Who stole Aquaman's other 3 packs? Sarah Koenig. We're looking to you, girl. Serial season 17. Who stole Jason Mimosa's abs?
Oh, my God. That.
I tune in.
I don't believe in body shaming, but that Sarah Koenig joke is kind of funny.
It was a bit we used to do when Jess was on the podcast. We would come up with seasons for her. And this is the next season.
That's funny.
I know. We don't know. Who stole his abs? This is too extra, America, leaving these comments. First of all, his body was looking still so good, okay?
Okay, his body was amazing. I saw the picture.
I know.
It's like he still has abs.
And he was ripped and muscular. And the thing is, I was reading some comment by some trainer was like, oh, the abs he had in Aquaman is not realistic. Like, you have to dehydrate yourself for your body to shrink that low. So it's not healthy. Yeah. Like, this is what a healthy body looks like.
We were talking about this.
It was all these thirsty old-ass women.
They're being rude. They're throwing shade.
Yeah.
Which Taylor Swift invented.
Yeah.
But like, we're talking about this on my morning show, Jack AM, twitch.tv/Jack AM.
Wow, and pitching her own
everyone
show.
Everyone was saying that he's just drinking
well,
water.
She's not pitching it.
Or marketing it.
Julian knows you about know. Marketing.
Yes, promoting.
Promoting. Yeah, same thing.
But people in the chat were just saying that it's because he is hydrated.
Yeah, and he's hydrated.
So he's not dehydrating
exactly.
his body anymore.
Yeah, so you thirsty ass bitches need to get hydrated also because y'all are dehydrated, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Women.
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 Ooh. Is this too extra or just enough? Well, come on now.
Oh. Too extra. I think.
Way too extra.
Scarlett Johansson feels she should be able to play any person following the scandal where she was cast as a trans person and then had to back out due to the backlash. She was quoted as saying, "You know, as an actor, I should be allowed to play any person or any tree or any animal because that's my job and the requirement of my job."
Okay, Scarlett
Now, hold on. We have to first ask trans activist Tina.
Yes.
How do you feel about Scarlett Johansson, Asian American woman, comparing trans people to trees?
I think that's really messed up. That was my first thought. And also, like, girl, get it together.
Yeah.
She and Colin Jost are like fucking red pill, like Reddit, like men's rights activists. Like, they have.
They probably have memberships.
Allegedly. Yeah. They have like the worst politics of any famous couple I've ever seen in my entire life.
They're probably members of the NRA.
Girl, here's the thing. You get every role you want. Like, literally. Okay. Like, take this out. They don't give you two roles. Like,
let a trans person play a trans person.
Yeah. Girl, why don't you go play a white grocery store clerk character? I mean, that's what you should play.
What? Yeah, she should play that.
She should play the part of someone who doesn't say dumb things.
Yeah, like, really, like, girl, you were the
that would be a real acting stretch.
Like, the last few years she's been the highest paid actress
doing what,
because she's in all those Marvel movies. Like, girl, you're good. But she needs to go do like stage plays or something and take a break from
Hollywood.
I agree. Yeah, girl, go be in Hamilton.
Go to the Pasadena Playhouse or something, girl.
Too extra.
Too extra. Sorry, I forgot.
Hugh Jackman, a.k.a. the greatest showman, must be struggling because he was caught serving coffee to his fans. Now, an insider caught him handing out cups of coffee from inside a black truck with the logo Laffy Man, a coffee company he founded with David Steingard.
He's just being nice.
He's just doing his job.
He's doing his job. He owns a coffee business. That's just enough.
Oh, does he? Yeah. Like Casamigos?
Yeah, that's what I just said, Tina. Did you listen?
Tina.
I don't listen.
Oh.
Extra. You got it here first. Tina doesn't listen. I think she's about to, but I stole
I was
it.
About to do it.
Yeah, so I guess Hugh Jackman now owns a coffee business called The Laughing Man. I don't get the name in reference to coffee, but you know what? Kudos for him. But Hugh, we hire people to do this. We are the face. We aren't supposed to be in the truck as the face. We're supposed to be on the truck as the face.
Okay, but
not in the truck as the face.
Okay, but was the photo op not him just being the face in like a photo op?
Yeah. But let me tell you, my hands do not need to be dry from holding out, handing out cups of coffee, okay? They need to be moist and dipping in the money pot covered with money and dollar bills and change.
That's weirdly, Julian keeps all his money in like a wet box. It's like
so
dripping
weird.
In lotion and water. Like, it's disgusting. He takes his dollar bills to Starbucks and they're like, we can't accept this. It is disintegrating. Extra, you heard it here first, live from Studio City, California, host of Extra Podcast at North Hollywood Jewels on Twitter, personality meme creator. He made the Test Kitchen memes account.
What? Actually, that was a secret. I was supposed to know that was me behind it.
I thought everybody knew that.
No one knew.
How did I know about it?
I don't know how you know everything about me.
Finish your extra take.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Aubrey O'Day called ex Donald Trump Jr. her soulmate.
I can't.
That was just a headline. I didn't feel like reading the article.
I have nothing to say to that.
That's so funny. Their hookup is one of the like most, like, I don't know. It's so extra.
Spit it out.
Too extra.
Honestly, it's just enough. Love is love, honey. If we all deserve it.
One of the shows I recapped for Us Weekly was the show Dating Boot Camp. I forget what it was called.
Oh, yeah. Celebrity Boot Camp.
It was like teaching Aubrey O'Day how to find love.
Remember when she dated Pauly?
That's when they
DJ
met.
DJ Pauly
They met during that reality show.
Oh, no, I used
they
to met.
They made doing Famously Single, I thought.
Yeah, Famously Single.
Yeah, that's the show, Famously Single.
Oh, because Marriage Boot Camp is something else.
No,
but I did watch that as well.
I used to recap Famously Single.
Oh, yeah.
Brandy Glanville was on that.
It was a great show.
And Masika Malaysia.
Yeah.
Malika Hodge.
Malika Hawk.
I really thought that Aubrey?
Aubrey.
And Pauly D were a great match.
They're perfect together. Much better than Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah. So. But honey, I think she liked the money.
Yeah, no shit.
DJ Pauly D makes good money.
I know, but also Donald DTJ must have like the biggest dick. He was probably throwing it down in her.
Donald Trump Jr.?
Yeah.
Ew. No.
Probably. Like, why else would they be soulmates? Because honey.
Because she's stupid and isn't stupid. I don't know, but it's too extra.
Yeah, it's too extra.
You heard it here first. Too extra.
Too extra.
Aubrey.
Live from Studio City, California. I'm reporting live from Extra Extra News right here, right now. Dina Persky has said that Aubrey O'Day is too extra.
Extra, 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 extra.
At Tina PPP. PP.
Too many P's.
Say P again.
Julian made me do it again. I didn't want to do it again.
Miranda, finally, it's my last story, and then we're done. Then y'all can leave and go on with your day, okay? Miranda Kerr is saying you your daddy's son to her one-year-old after she revealed that her son, who she shares with Snapchat CEO and founder Evan Spielberg, has dry skin like his dad. Quote, well, he naturally has very dry skin. It's part of his genetics. It's interesting because I have an 8-year-old son who has a different dad, Orlando Bloom, and I've always used this product on him, and his skin always been great. But now with my second son, with Evan, oh, he's naturally his dad's skin.
Like, okay. Like, as someone who has dry skin.
Okay, go off.
Do you feel attacked?
I, number one, feel attacked. Number two, this is a perfect platform for her to start a skincare line.
Yeah. Miranda, you heard it here first.
You heard it here first from Extra Extra. Tina thinks that Miranda should start a skincare line.
Now, here's the thing. I have been for years telling Ms. Mila Kunis to open a restaurant. And I love that now Tina has given us the next phase. Miranda Kerr and her skincare line.
Yep.
What's it called? Kylie, Miranda Skin?
Kylie Skin.
Kylie
Skin
by Kimono.
Miranda. No, it is called Kylie Skin by Miranda Kerr.
Kylie Skin by Miranda Kerr. I think that's genius.
Honestly, I love it.
The only way to beat Kylie Skin is to start another Kylie Skin. Confuse people.
I love it.
Confuse everyone. Which Kylie Skin is this?
Miranda Skin by Kylie 2.
Like, wait, are you talking about
Kyle by Alien?
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. It's gone.
Yeah, R.I.P. She said bye, bitch.
It's all online now.
I know.
I should work for them. Kyle by Alien.
Oh my god, I would die if you worked for Kyle by Alien.
I would die.
Okay, I'll try.
Oh my god, Tina, you could just start your own company called Kyle by Tina too.
Yeah.
Done.
Kyle by Tina Toe.
Patent pending.
Start a company called Kylie Skin.
By
Alien to Tina.
No, Miranda Kerr.
It should be Kylie Skin by Miranda Kerr, made famous by Tina 2. Pesky.
Pesky. Done.
You really do not know anyone's name. Like, in the
world.
What's
her name?
In the world.
Her name is Kate Kraft.
That's actually correct.
Good job.
That's the least.
And I will give you that.
But that's because that's her handle.
True.
Like, Tina is Tina PPP.
P.
Yeah.
Four P's.
Follow me at Tina PPPP to get exclusive content.
Ooh.
On
is it
news.
Like, is it like Trisha Paytas' Patreon where you're giving us nude illusions and stuff? Or just like.
Honestly, I love her.
I love her.
Me too.
She's amazing.
She looks so good.
She lost a lot of weight.
I know. She lost. That, literally, I'm trying to lose weight because.
Of her.
Because she lost weight. Like, if she can lose weight,
but do you think she got lipo or anything?
I don't care how she did it. She did it.
Probably, but I will forever stand that she did.
Yeah, but before she went on, like, Big Brother UK, she got lipo or after that or something, because I was like, she was like, I'm gonna get lipo to start my weight loss journey, and then she got the lipo and then ate it all back because she never actually lost weight, because that's when she then got in the relationship and was happy and eating, like, because she was happy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As we do when we're happy. I mean, I've never been happy, but I eat all the time because I'm trying to find that happiness.
Yeah, I feel you.
Know? But it's like, now I'm realizing, oh, I'll never be happy until I'm happy with myself, and I'm not happy with myself right now, so I need to change.
But the first step is to admit it. Realize that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud of you and your journey.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you too.
Wow. You're cold hearted.
You heard it here first. Kate Rapp at Kate Rapp on Instagram. The Inventor of Yellow is proud of Julie in North Hollywood Jewels in Studio City. I can't do any action.
Have you ever been to the farmer's market? It's really nice.
Do you go there a lot?
No, I'm too far.
No, you're right. I just got so mad. I was like, no. I mean, everyone on the internet, I feel like, knows
where you live.
I live in Echo Park. I should make an Instagram called Echo Park Kate.
Wait, I thought you lived in Manhattan Beach and you like did the drive every day.
No, I live in Echo. I famously live in Echo Park. I'm at Echo Park Jewels.
Oh,
it's true.
Wait, do you live like by the river?
It's actually a lake.
By the lake?
The lake?
Echo Park Lake? Echo Park River?
Come find my house.
She lives at the river. Yeah.
The lake, river.
Yeah. Her and her husband just have a nice little tent. Cute little cute. Outdoor
you
barbecue.
Guys, like, live on the swan,
there's
though?
Nothing wrong with being an unhoused
yeah.
human being.
I'm not saying there is.
I know. But here's a hot take. Here's a hot take.
Yeah.
The podcast has come to an end.
Oh my God. I'm kind of sad about it.
We can keep going if you have something you want to talk about.
Mm.
Great. As always, this has been Extra Extra. You can find it on any, a podcast streaming service that you use, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Search Engine.com, /search, /, extra, extra, campfiremedia.com, / extra, extra, the show. I don't know what the fuck it's called. You guys, follow it, subscribe, share it, love it, embrace it.
Rate it, review it.
Rate it, review it, rape it. I don't care what you do it.
Whoa!
No.
Wait, now that's too far?
Acceptable. Oh. Not acceptable. And on that note, check out my podcast that just came out. It's called This Podcast is Self-Care. I host it with Drew Spears. It's everywhere you can get podcasts.
I don't have a podcast, so don't listen to mine.
Yeah. And you can follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. Follow the podcast at 2 Extra Podcast. That's the number 2 Extra Podcast. Where can my listeners find you guys again?
At Kate Raft, CaitRaft. And listen to twitch.tv/JackAM every Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific. And listen to This Podcast is Self-Care.
Wow, that was a lot to plug.
I've got a lot. Oh, and patreon.com/Catreon. That's CaitReon. I mail out zines once a month.
Too many.
Truthfully,
vowels.
The podcast is too long now, so I'm not even going to say my.
No, say it. Tina Pesky with 4 P's.
Okay, my Instagram handle, get a pen and paper. Okay. At Tina, TINAPPPP. That's 4 P's.
Now, is it spelled PEEPEEPEE?
No.
No, just the letter P.
Letter P. Tina, PPPP.
And everyone, please, Venmo Julian, because all his money is wet, okay? His money is soaking wet.
Yeah, all my money is wet, honey.
All his money is wet.
He needs digital money.
I need digital money. My eyes are wet. Everything's wet.
He drowned this morning.
I literally just died because of Kate.
That's why he has to chug water.
Yep.
Kate Life Raft almost murdered me today.
You know why Kate I'm a life raft? Why they call me a life raft?
Yeah,
because
she drowned.
I look down on water.
I don't get it. But
I was gonna say she drowned. Good one. And then say
I don't know. There's no good way to end this.
Oh no. Okay, don't say anything to him. He's drinking water.
Yeah. Also, is your tattoo a QB code or whatever?
No, everyone thinks that. Listen,
is that what it's called? QB
no
code?
One told me
Q.
QR. QR. It's a composition book. But
what's a composition book?
Like a book that you write in.
I need to change the I need to add to it or something because everyone thinks it's a QR code. I got to change it. No one told me when I was getting it that that's what it was going to look like.
It would be cool if it wasn't on you. The people took a photo of it and then it was like it was a link to your zines or whatever.
That'd be cool. Can you do that?
I'll try it.
Or it's like a link to the Kardashian show. I can't talk about the Kardashians. I'm gonna start crying. It's just too sensitive for me right now. Oh my god.
Why?
You know, just things, you know, I just can't give these people these powers, but you know, we know.
They have a lot of power.
It's no, not them, but you know, it's just like you know, the person
that is on the show. Like, you know, the power. Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. We don't talk about that. No.
This podcast is over. We have gone on way too long. If you're still listening, thank you so much. Until next time, I love you. God loves you. Love each other. Spread love. Bye.
Bye.
Wait, who is the bye icon again? Bye, Kendall.
Hi, I'm Devin Field.
And I'm Greg Gallant.
And we are the hosts of the podcast Firsthand, which is a podcast examining the most important moments in history by speaking to the people who lived them.
And we're also going to be sharing our own experiences with those events, as Devin and I are kind of like, would you say we're like Forrest Gump types?
Yeah, we're like Forrest Gump in the sense that we have experienced almost every major event in modern history, and we can run really fast.
Yeah, and I think in season one, we dropped some bombs on you guys, like who the real first man on the moon was, who killed Tupac, who really won the 2000 election.
Small stuff like that. And we speak to real witnesses of these events and definitely not just very funny UCB performers like Carl Tart,
no.
Mary Holland,
yeah, no.
Ego Wodum, and many others.
No, the real people, we are the real Quincy Jones, and we talked Facebook with the real Winklevoss dads.
Can you believe it? So tune in to the Firsthand podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.